The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Is it already Wednesday? The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kat from Pensacola. I just wanted to say thank you for sending the chug mug. It arrived yesterday. I'm so excited to use it. And I hope you guys have a wonderful Wednesday. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, you too.
Look at that. Wow. JV Show, number one in Pensacola, Florida.
That's right. Just thank
checked
you so
the
much.
Updated ratings this morning. So thank you so yes. much.
And people out here actually getting chug mugs because Jess is actually
you guys,
sending them off.
I'm doing it. I'm doing the thing.
With people in the Bay Area that aren't winning our What the Bleep game, and there's Kat in Pensacola, Florida that's winning.
That's
and like
right.
you are sitting here in the Bay Area
Step
and not
up,
winning.
People.
Wow.
Should we do a second talk back of the day?
Sure.
Morning, JV Show. It's Chris calling from the UFC gym in Concord. Just want to wish everybody a happy Wednesday. Hump day.
Happy hump day. Let's get it. The UFC gym. Selena, maybe that should
be. That sounds intense.
Where you should train.
No, thanks.
Why not?
That sounds crazy, and I don't want. I'm not a fighter. I don't want to fight people.
You've never wanted to just punch somebody's nose right off of their nose?
Yeah, I have. But I wouldn't actually do it.
Oh, okay.
Ever. That's the difference between me and you. Would you? Have you? Never mind.
Nope.
We're not going to get into that. Graham. Yep. I think there's something you wanted to talk about here.
I did. You guys always rip me for my old car. It's a 2001 Toyota 4Runner. I checked this morning, 359,000 miles on it and going strong. But listen to this, you guys. And this is actually, I might need some sad music for this.
Oh,
because
no.
I've been using the same home computer for the last 17 years, since 2008.
How is that possible?
It just kept running. It never stopped, but it's finally slowing down, and I can tell she's nearing the end of her life.
What?
And I thought we could go around the room and share one of our favorite memories with her, because we are going to have to take a moment and say our goodbyes to her pretty soon.
My favorite memory is that one time you came in here with the keyboard still stuck to your hand.
Yeah, that was
Wait,
a good one.
What?
That was funny. Yeah, that keyboard's gotten pretty sticky.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I've replaced the keyboard a couple of times. The computer has stayed the same, but it's an iMac computer.
Oh, my god.
And you guys, she's really slowing down. Websites are just really loading, really slow.
Oh, my God.
And some of them, it won't load at all. It's just like, I can't figure out how to do that anymore. It's given up on some websites. And
maybe
at that point,
something you can do.
No, because Apple abandoned making updates for computers that old, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like 10 years ago. So it's just been slowly devolving since then. But you guys, that's a hell of a run. I mean, you find me anybody else that's got a computer that's lasted that long and actually run pretty well that entire time. I mean,
I cannot believe that's even possible.
Most Apple computers and most other computers, like, you know, get a virus or die or something after a couple years, so you have to buy a new one. But this one just kept on going, despite all those
Whoa.
Questionable sites that I clicked on, weird
Ew.
Links and stuff. It, like, never, it, like, didn't phase it at all. And it just, like, kept on trucking.
So it never, there was no sign of slowing.
I mean, some signs of slowing. Like, there are obviously faster computers that have come out over the years, but this thing just, mainly because I probably didn't use it for anything other than, like, going on the internet and, like, looking at porn and stuff.
Ew,
it's like, you know what I mean?
God.
I'm not, like, tasking it with running some kind of
got it, like all these crazy programs. Yeah,
and, like, download
that's
stuff
disgusting.
To it.
But
so it's just like whatever.
So you're gonna get a new computer finally.
I mean,
computer. You're not going to. You're gonna hang on to that
yeah.
for as long as possible.
Well, a little while longer, but I just know that really. I mean, yesterday was just painful. It was just like, okay, I got to put this thing
since 2008.
But they're so expensive nowadays, computers. So just get one off Marketplace or something.
That's the thing. I don't want to buy. Yeah, I don't want to spend the money on a new computer. Here's an expense that you're not planning for.
Yeah.
Because old trusty, like my car, that thing could go any day now. I mean. And there's another expense that you're
but
not
something
planning
like
for.
Something like a computer, you have to buy it new. You can't get a used one.
Yeah,
but
I'm
also,
not.
Do you really need a home computer nowadays? You have your tablet thing that you use here.
I just don't like working on a small screen.
Mm.
I don't know. It's nicer having a big screen. I don't know. There's something nice
I
about
feel you,
that.
Graham.
Sit down at a desk with like a nice
I just know you. You're
monitor.
Not. You're not going to get a new one anytime soon.
Well, sometime soon. I mean, once it's I'm telling you. Oh. Painfully slow, right?
All right, we have your tickets for Disneyland. Listen up, listen up, listen up, because there's been some changes. Our boss is like, hey, You're doing this all wrong. Yeah. So listen here. 6 o'clock listeners only. You guys leave talkbacks, okay? Leave them now on the iHeartRadio app. Let us know why you want these Disney tickets. Let us know who you want to go to Disney with. Leave your name, obviously. Do they have to leave their phone number, Graham?
They don't.
So leave this talkbacks now. We're only going to be accepting them in the 6 o'clock hour. And then 8:50 is when you want to listen back here to listen if we play your talkback as the winning talkback.
Right.
So two parts. Leave talkback in the 6 o'clock. 8:50, be here to listen. If we do play your talkback, call us to win the tickets.
Once it hits 7 o'clock, no more talkback.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
New toy alert. Today, McDonald's is launching their BTS inspired Happy Meals for a limited time. So go there, get a Happy Meal, and you're going to receive a toy, each toy resembling a member of BTS.
I don't need that. All right, the bench is cleared.
It's kind of weird if you went there and got that, Graham.
We almost had a massive brawl last night in Colorado as the Giants notched their second straight win against the Rockies. In the first inning of the game, Giants slugger Rafi Devers hit a two-run home run, and Rockies pitcher Kyle Freeland, he took exception to him admiring it. They exchanged words. The bench is emptied. Maybe a couple punches thrown. Ultimately, a few players were ejected. The Giants went on to win the game 7-4. Giants will look to complete the sweep at 5:40 this evening.
Go, Max! We'll see some morning clouds today, then afternoon sunshine. Temperatures are going to drop a tiny bit more, but it's still going to be a warm day with highs mainly in the mid-70s to low 80s.
Hey, Libra besties! Hey. Your day today is going to be a 9. Your creative juices are really flowing hard today, so make the most of them. It's one of those days when you're almost certain to hit on a great new idea or plan, so make sure you write them all down so you don't forget them.
What about their juices again? Yeah.
I don't know. They're flowing or something. Okay. They're really good juices. That's what they said.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Every Wednesday, we do something called our Cool or Not list. Graham, we have a talkback?
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. I just want to ask, cool or not, Jess hasn't updated us on how her anemia is doing.
Cool.
I want to know. Okay, bye. Have a good day.
Selena, cool or not? I'm saying cool.
I think cool. I don't think I need an update. I haven't thought about it since.
I think she might be the only... Jess's doctor told her that she might get mildly dizzy or something because she has a little bit of anemia. And
anemic my whole life.
Jess, we found one person out there that has been on the edge of their seat.
Would
like to give her an update, that's totally up to you. But Selena and I are very cool with talked about the anemia and then just moved on.
Okay, well, my only update is that after I threw up here before the show that one time, I stopped taking my pills.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Still anyway. Who gives a fuck?
You're taking this condition very seriously, clearly.
Cool or not, because Jess always brings up Halloween costume ideas for us. Okay. Uh-huh. And she's been doing this since like June. Anyways, one of the costumes she brought up was Labubu's. So cool or not, I found Labubu costumes for us. But we're going to need at least $600 per costume.
$600 each?
Yes.
And for that reason...
We can DIY it.
No. I don't want to. The DIY is great if you have an attainable idea to DIY. But that one is just to have it done right. You do, like Selena said, you're going to have to spend the money. But spending $600 on a Halloween costume,
that's crazy. GoFundMe?
For our Labubu costume. A lot of people would like to see us in Labubu costume.
Poor taste.
Wait, okay, so... This is an actual costume anybody can buy, and it's like the full-on suit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Graham.
$600? If you told me it was 50,
you're right.
Sure.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
$600?
Yeah.
Not cool. Not cool. I don't want to be a Labubu. Yeah.
Okay. Halloween. And then there's that. Fine. Fair enough.
Jess, any other ideas really quickly on Halloween costumes?
Got
anything?
Yet.
Okay, I'm out. All right. What do you guys think, cool or not, shoulder plushies?
What is that?
Okay, now this ties in with our... Jess, have you heard of a shoulder plushie?
I think I've seen them at Disney.
There you go. This is a very, very popular thing at Disneyland. It's not a new thing, but apparently of late, it has exploded in popularity. A shoulder plushie is a little stuffed character, and now I think they have 45 or more different Disney characters that are available in the shoulder plushie, and it has a magnet on the bottom, and then you stick the other magnet inside your shirt so it balances. It looks like it's balancing on your shoulder as you're walking around the park. So So it's like wiggling and kind of moving around, but it won't fall off because of the magnet. And they're called shoulder plushies. And this is apparently all the rage at Disneyland, and which is a good tie-in because we are giving away a four-pack of Disneyland tickets. Continue to leave your talk box.
I'm going to say cool. Yeah. I've seen the Ratatouille one.
This is so cute.
And you have like the little rats at your shoulder. He's just cruising around the park with you all day.
So cute. Obviously cool for if you're doing that at Disney. I think anywhere else it'd be kind of funny.
I agree with that.
Well, why? You're walking around with a little boo-boo tied to your bag every day. What's the difference? I actually think this is funnier. It's like sitting on your shoulder rather than dangling off your purse.
No, it's just like one of those things. Like, you don't wear like your ears anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Except Disney.
Like, it makes it more exclusive to Disney.
I would think I'm an adult. I'm not going to carry around a stuffed animal hanging off my purse every day. But here we are.
I just feel like this is different. But I think cool.
I'm going to say cool, Disney. Too.
What about for a dude?
I think
what if I was walking around with a shoulder plushie?
If you're at Disney, it's acceptable.
Exactly.
It's the happiest place on earth, Grant.
Okay, so cool if you're at Disneyland, not walking around with a stuffed animal on your shoulder in regular life. Not cool?
Yes. I'm going not cool.
Make that make sense to me.
I know.
You can just get away with so much more at Disney because you get to be a kid again.
I get it, but as grown adults, we're carrying around laboo-boos, ugly-looking stuffed animals.
Right, and I think laboo-boo's not cool.
Then I'm going to say cool for both because you're right.
See, because you just don't want to be a hypocrite.
As Jess reaches over to pet her laboo-boo and check on it.
Why are you touching it now?
To make sure it's okay.
She's literally petting it.
Yeah, she didn't like that it was face down. He's like, he's not going to be able to get a good view of what's happening here. She just turned it face up on her bag. Not cool. The shoulder plushies at Disneyland. I'm fine with it. That's cool. They're kind of funny. But yeah, outside of... Once you cross the street on the way out of Disneyland, take that thing off.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, before we get to Crocs.
Okay.
Jess, did you ever finish watching Hunting Wives?
No, I didn't.
On Netflix?
It was a good show, though.
It's really good. Yeah. So I've been watching an episode here and there. Nobody warned me about the male full frontal.
Whoa.
In episode 4 or 5 or one of those.
I can't remember.
I was not ready for that. These are things I need to know.
There's a lot, though. There's a lot of nudity in that show.
But it's mostly female.
See,
okay, I don't mind that as much.
And avoid episode 4, you're telling me.
Yeah, I think it was 4. I'm not even sure.
You've been warned, everybody.
Have you been watching it around your family?
I mean, not the kids.
Okay.
But every once in a while, my husband's there, and I don't need him being like, whoa, what are you watching, you sicko? I don't want to be judged.
Is this a good show for me to sit down with my wife and watch? Because we've been looking for a new show.
It's a really good show. I think she would like it, like the storyline. Uh-huh. Storyline-wise, is she comfortable around like the sexy scenes?
I'm comfortable around it.
Particularly girl on girl.
Yeah. It sounds like there's something more intriguing there for me than Real Housewives of whatever city.
Yeah, I think you would really like it.
Got it. I'm in.
Add it to your list.
Yeah. All right, what do you have?
All right, I want to talk about this man in Connecticut. New world record alert, you guys. New world record. They call him the Croc King because he has the world's largest collection of Crocs. Now, the official tally, and this was recorded towards the end of last year, and so this number has completely been eclipsed by himself. But as of last year, when he set the Guinness World Record, he had 3,569 pairs of Crocs, and that was the world record then. He says that number is already way out of date because he has more than 3,800 pairs of Crocs now and counting. He said it was part of a goal that he made. He wrote down a list of goals and he said for whatever reason he put 366 pairs of Crocs on there. That was his original goal, to get to 366 pairs of Crocs. Nerd alert.
So
I don't know
buying
why.
One like a pair a day.
I don't know
now
how he's doing it, but you know, these people get collecting and they get going. And then, of course, now he's far surpassed his original goal with over 3,800 pairs of Crocs.
That's too much.
Now, look, the reason I bring this up is because last week we talked about, you know, Guinness, the record keeping organization, they're celebrating their 70th year or something. And so they put out 70 unclaimed Guinness World Records. And our very own Selena, and I went to the archives, she said this.
I promise you, tomorrow we are setting a world record.
Now, let me just play that one more time.
When did I say that?
Let me just play that one more time. And this was either last Wednesday or Thursday when I brought up all these records that are out there for the taking.
Yeah.
And I brought that up because I thought, yeah, maybe a lot of them are very attainable. I thought maybe one of, we could set one. Now, just listen close to this part.
I promise you, tomorrow we are setting a world record.
Jess, do you remember,
I do remember
Selena making that claim? And then was there any follow through on her part about said world record that we were going to be?
Remember you, Graham, saying that there wasn't going to be a follow up to it.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You were predicting.
It. Right, I do remember
I don't recall that at all.
I just, maybe we need to hear it one more time.
Yeah. I promise you, tomorrow we are setting a world record.
And that wasn't the only time in that segment where you guaranteed that we were going to do it.
I mean, we still can.
A promise is a promise.
I just felt, I got the vibe that you guys weren't down to even try.
No,
because you guys are being so negative. You're like, oh, Selena, you're not going to follow through with that. You're going to be like, oh, I'm ready
to
do it.
You proved us right.
No, because I still would do it, but you guys really gave me the vibe that you just weren't interested.
No.
So why pressure you?
The vibe that we were given is give us the follow through. Show us. Arrive with the 400 headbands that you could put on to set the world record. Just take the initiative and do it. And then we were there to support and help and whatever, be a part of the world record.
Right.
We just wanted to see you give a damn.
So I was thinking, because I didn't bring anything to, you know, to set a world record, but we can do the most high fives ones because we have our hands.
That's a good point. So you are prepared today then?
I actually am.
Yep.
When do you think we should do this?
I promise you, tomorrow we are setting a world record.
Yeah, I was thinking tomorrow is a great day to do it. So we should totally do this
tomorrow. Sounds like a great day. I won't be holding my breath, but I'm excited. Yeah.
Do you remember what some of the other options were?
I'm sure we can go back to their website and look. They were, lots of them, very ridiculous. So there were plenty of options.
At least the high five one doesn't require
that's
much.
What I'm saying. We can easily do that one tomorrow.
I don't know that
of
we
course.
Can easily do that one. I feel that that will require some practice to like set
and
a
time.
Number because you can't go the most high fives in 1 minute. And we just sit there and go.
But if no record's ever been set, we could do 10 and beat the world record.
Yeah, but that's not really setting a world
but
record.
Just,
you know
I'm
what I mean?
Saying,
there
like,
are
we can
people out there
that
be like,
that.
I did that last week with my cousin.
Okay, you well, know? Why didn't you record it and send it to Guinness?
Okay, but anyway,
you know,
we got to make it respectable.
Fine.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Sydney Sweeney has a new man.
This is not a drill, people.
This is not
a
drill.
Man.
According to multiple sources, she is dating Scooter Braun.
What?
Yeah.
They've been on multiple dates already.
Oh,
and although sources say they've been like hanging out here and there, they say it's just a casual situationship. You know, she just got out of a really long engagement, so she's not trying to commit to anything super serious right now. But here's what's kind of funny. Remember when Sydney was in Italy for the Bezos wedding?
Yep.
And we talked about how all the guys there were after her, Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Orlando Bloom. Apparently, Scooter Braun was one of those guys after her too, because he was also there. And the reports say that he's actually been like obsessing over her since Italy, since that wedding. And now they've been going on dates.
That is the most unlikely
like
duo. Did not have that on.
I know. People are also like the most unlikable couple ever. People hate both of them.
Yeah.
They are.
This is really not helping Sydney's career. Or image.
Definitely not her likability score, that's
not
for
all.
Sure. And ladies, I mean, I don't want to offend anybody listening, but could you ever date somebody named Scooter?
No.
Oh, that's just like is that his real first name?
Or that's a good
nickname?
Question.
Let me look it up.
Jess, you're the research department. Look that up. There is an age gap as well, which is nothing new to Sydney. The, you know, her ex-fiance, he was 42 and she's 27. Scooter is 44.
Scott Samuel Braun.
I'm calling you Scott. Like, if we started going on a couple dates, like, I can't. I get a lot of people call you Scooter. I can't do it. I'm calling you Scott. And I maybe sound like your mom or your grandma, but you're going to go by Scott now.
This is
Scooter.
So strange.
Scooter.
No.
I don't like it.
Me either.
Scooter.
But who cares? Who gives a fart?
Like, that's a good name for a dolphin or something.
Sounds like a dog.
Or a dog. Scooter.
Yeah, Scooter. Okay, the mystery of Northwest's finger has been solved. Remember in those pictures of her and Kim K when they were in Rome, two things were brought up. The corset that North had on, which was highly inappropriate.
Right.
And also people wondering if little Northwest, she's only 12 years old, they were wondering if she had a finger piercing or if she was just wearing an open face ring. Well, we have new pictures that you can check out. JB Morning Show, we have one right there on our Instagram story. We also get a better look at her finger in this picture. And it is a finger piercing.
I'm shocked.
Really? Wait. Oh, did we? I don't know if we elevated this all the way to JV Show Prediction Journal status. But yeah, Jess, you were on the side.
Of the piercing. I thought it was just a piercing.
I mean, no. You thought it was a ring. I voted for piercing in our poll.
Right. So.
It's clearly a piercing in these new pictures.
I'm shocked. And it even looks like her finger.
People are like, yeah, it's getting a little infected.
Yeah, some sort of reaction. So,
how do you guys feel about a 12-year-old with a finger dermal piercing?
Too young, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think way too young.
Although,
but there's worse things that she can get pierced.
That's true.
You know? And, so maybe Kim saw it as like a compromise. Like, she really wants a piercing, but we're not doing her belly button or like her tongue or something like that. Like, something
honestly,
a lot more harmless, but I still don't like it.
I don't even think it was that. I think it's just anything she wants, she gets, honestly.
I think it's more that.
I'm not letting my daughter at that age pierce her finger, but
no.
But I guess, like, yeah, I guess you pierce your ears younger than that sometimes. So
the ears is like the only thing. I don't know. Maybe it is because the finger is just a little more unconventional. We're not used to it. But I just think 12 is too young. Yeah. I don't like it. Go see the picture, JB Morning Show. It's there if you want to check it out. Grammy, let's get to you.
All right, quick reminder: tonight's Powerball jackpot $1.3 billion, the lump sum cash value on that being $589 million, and then you'd pay a whole bunch of tax on top of that, but you'd still have a life-changing sum of money. So get your tickets. You can't win if you don't play, but you're not going to win either way. But
I'm going to play today. I'm going to play today, you guys.
Right, we're all getting our tickets. We're not going to win, but still get your tickets. You can't win if you don't play. All right, so over the past couple years, lots of companies have slowly encouraged, we could say, and then mandated that their employees stop being full-time remote and get back into the office. Started with 1 or 2 days a week, you know, that hybrid work. Started, you know, a couple there, a couple days here, then and then they wanted people back more and more, then 3 or 4 days a week. Well, this week, The Gap just said, hold my beer, because they welcome back around 2,000 employees to their San Francisco headquarters for a full 5-day work week. They're going back to full 5 days in the office. Again, around 2,000 employees. That's a big number. Brings a lot of life back
to the
city. They
were all just hybrid up until this point. It's been 5 years.
Selena, most companies are still.
Oh, my God.
And by most companies, have you looked around our office? They're on a three or four day back
one.
In the office?
Sometimes one.
But it feels more like one or two. I don't want to call anybody out. But yeah, more companies bringing back employees to the office. I haven't heard as many very large companies going to a full 5 day in San Francisco, but there are a heck of a lot more 3 and 4 day. You know, that's like sort of the norm now is almost 4 day. So we're seeing a lot more people in the city. They're saying foot traffic in downtown San Francisco up 21%. On August 18th, San Francisco brought back 8,000 city employees back to the office for a 4 day work week. But again, that's a large number of people that are back in the city. I feel like it is as much as I feel for the remote workers, because that hybrid work setup is the best. There is a lot more life coming back to the city.
There is.
That's good.
We need that.
But working 5 days a week sucks. Oh, my God.
5 days in office is tough, particularly because Bay Area traffic and stuff like
that. Yeah. The commute is rough. Just keeps going up and up. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back,
everybody.
Welcome
back, everyone.
We appreciate you listening.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Got your chance to win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback Mic on the iHeart app. First person to get it right wins. Easy as that. You guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
I don't know what guys think we do at sleepovers, but it's not pillow fights in our lingerie. We mainly just each other out.
Wow.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the pillow fights were the precursor to that next part, but apparently
you guys
just...
It doesn't have to happen, though. Not the pillow fights.
They just get straight to it.
You gotta dive right in. All right, take your guesses on the talkback, like Selena said. Leave us your name and city along with your guess. The first correct answer of the morning, and only the first correct answer of the morning, is going to be the one that wins that JV Show Chug Mug. And keep in mind, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we are going to send you a chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I don't know what guys think we do at sleepovers, but it's not pillow fights in our lingerie. We mainly just each other out.
All right. You do you.
You guys have been watching Hunting Wives together, huh?
Yeah.
Things steam up pretty quick.
All right. Let's go to your guesses. And remember, this is a family show.
Oh. Good morning, JV Show. Andrew out of Hayward. I think the bleeped out word this morning is call. All right, guys.
Oh, you call each other out.
Call each other out. I could see you ladies doing that.
That sounds stressful.
I saw you looking at my man.
We usually do the opposite, and we're like, oh, you messed up here. It's okay.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it. We got you.
What's up, JV Show? It's Vince and Olivia from Dublin. We're going to guess today's bleeped out word is help. Help each other out. All right, have a great day.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a great guess. I thought, yeah, you're very supportive of each other. Mm-hmm. Let me help you
help each other
your problems.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Abby from San Francisco. Is the bleeped out word blow? Like give each other blowouts, maybe?
Blowouts with the hair dryer, right?
Yes.
Do you guys do that?
Yes.
That hasn't happened at any of my sleepovers, I guess.
Maybe like before you go out somewhere, though. Yeah. Like if you're going to go out.
If you're getting ready together,
you will help your girl out with her hair.
Really? Yeah.
And blow it out.
That involved?
Sometimes. Like for me, like I don't know how to do a blowout. So if one other girl did, I'd be like, hey, can you blow me out?
Got it.
You know? Yeah. Help assist out. Blow me out.
I might need to pull that clip.
All right. Continue to leave those guesses. Whatever you think today's bleeped out word is, leave it on the talkback on the iHeart app. Now we're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are getting this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I don't know what guys think we do at sleepovers, but it's not pillow fights in our lingerie. We mainly just each other out.
You're sick.
Well, we think that too, but we thought like maybe there was some lead up to that. But no. I guess not. Sorry.
Remember, this is a family show, so all we ask is that your guesses do stay clean. Fine. Let's go to your talkbacks now.
Hello, my name is Alyssa, calling from Merced. I'm guessing the bleeped out word. I think it's tired or tire.
We tire each other
we
out.
We tire each other out. Bye.
That's a good guess.
That's a great guess.
I think that does happen.
Yeah, it does.
You guys do tire each other
out.
Not like
that, Graham.
JV Show number one in Merced, by the way.
Yes!
Appreciate you guys.
Good morning. This is Jackie from Stockton. I think the bleeped out word is figure each other out. Thank you. Love you guys.
Finger.
Figure.
Oh.
Like explore each other or figuring
each
other.
Yeah, that's what I said. Finger.
Oh, good guess.
Hi, JV Show. My name is Michaela from Lathrop, and I think the answer is chill. Have a good day. Bye.
Chill each other out. That's probably
like,
true,
hey,
right?
Like, hey, you're too stressed. Chill out.
Let's talk about it. Let's vent about it. Yeah.
Good morning. This is Melinda from San Pablo. I think the word is here. Hear each other out. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
There we go. All right. So here is today's clip unbleeped.
I don't know what guys think we do at sleepovers, but it's not pillow fights in our lingerie. We mainly just hear each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Good job. What do guys really think happens? Pillow fights and lingerie?
Most, like a lot of talk about
boys.
Yeah, and they're drunk.
Okay.
And then, you know, probably some minor glam sessions. That was a very popular thing, like make glam each other out. A lot of people guessed that this morning.
Yeah.
And then like a lot of gossiping and then straight to the pillow fighting. And that usually goes on for another like couple hours, all night long.
Until
you do get tired out and eventually
go to sleep.
You fall asleep. Okay. Is that not the sequence of events at a sleepover?
Minus the pillow fights.
Yeah, minus the pillow
fights. When's the last time you ladies had a all gals sleepover party?
Oof.
Like I was like a kid, like an actual party, like I was a child.
Like a planned, because now you don't really do a planned sleepover. You just so happen to sleep in the same house if you're going to be going out together or something like that. But it's not like a planned, like, this is what we're doing.
Well, what about like on your bachelorette party and stuff, Selena? That's like a sleepover, right?
All okay, yeah, but if you don't call it a sleepover. You're just like staying the night together. Yeah.
Got it. But there was pillow fighting, right?
No, there was not any pillow fighting. So pillow fighting does not happen. God.
What a guy dream. Come on. All right, let's give some shout outs. First, Melinda in San Pablo. What's up, Melinda? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. And it was a tight race this morning. Thank you to everybody that got your guesses in. And a lot of people were on this one quick. Our buddy Leo in San Jose had it. So did Owen and Jessica in Gilroy. What's up, Owen and Jessica? What's up? Hope you guys have a great day. Riley in Hayward had it. So did Janelle in San Leandro. Mylene in Danville had it. Lauren, she didn't say where she's from. She's like, I don't care. I'm from the Bay Area. I'm just trying to win this chug mug. Rena in Pittsburgh had it. So did Melanie in San Juan Batista. Mimi in San Jose. What's up, Mimi? What's up? Donna in San Leandro had it, so did our buddy Edgar without the haircut. Mo in San Jose got it, so did Kat in Walnut Creek. Mary in San Bruno. Erica in Santa Clara also came with the correct answer this morning, but not quite fast enough. But we're going to play it again tomorrow if that's the day that you want to win a chug mug. Yep. Or your second chug mug or your third chug mug.
That's right. So be here tomorrow for another chance to win.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, is this Monica?
This is. Hi.
Hi, Monica. All right. Hi. What would you... Oh, first things first, can you turn your radio down? We're hearing an echo there in the background. We cannot be having that.
Yes,
Thank you so much. All right, Monica, what would you do for a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland resorts?
Oh, my gosh. Anything. This is a
Anything.
Yeah, careful. Careful.
Well, luckily, we're only going to ask that you win the JV Show's Yuff Nope game. It's our trivia game. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct, and you win.
4 2-day, 1 card per day Disneyland Resort tickets.
All right, Monica, you got this. I am manifesting you winning. Let's get to it. Question number 1. What type of beans are chickpeas also known as?
Chickpeas. Garbanzos.
Yep. Yes.
All right. 1-for-1. You're on your way. Question number 2. The stamen is the part of the flower that produces what powdery substance?
Pollen.
Yep.
Wow.
Right.
All right, question number 3. Now, yesterday was National VJ Day, not BJ, VJ, to honor a momentous part of World War II. What does VJ stand for?
I didn't get a VJ yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Don't confuse her.
That's my wife doesn't celebrate.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know that one.
Take a guess. Any words that you know that might start with a V or a J?
Vietnam
Jobs? Nope. Jobs Day. That was a big part of World War II. Big part.
That was a great guess. VJ stands for Victory Over Japan.
Yeah, Victory Over Japan.
Oh, well.
Huge part of
it. You learn something every day.
There you go. Huge part of World War II. Guys, mark your calendars next year. Hopefully you can get a VJ on that day, September 2nd.
Oh, my God.
All right, question number 4. You need this one to win the game, so think long and hard about this one before you blurt it out. In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
What? One more time, please.
In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
Heisman Trophy. Okay.
Not Iceman. Heisman.
Heisman. A sport. I don't know.
You ever heard that? Like, oh, he won the Heisman last year. He's so good.
Oh, my God. No! I don't know.
Just guess.
I don't know. Where they jump with the stick. I don't know.
Wait, what?
Did you say where they jump with a rake?
I don't know.
what did I just say?
Just guess a sport. Guess a sport.
You know, with a big, long stick. I don't know. The tallest man. I have no idea. No, I don't know. Sorry.
And you're thinking like high, like H-I-G-H. This is H-E-I-S-M-A-N. Heisman. Yeah. The Heisman.
Think of a very popular sport.
Heisman. Oh, my gosh. No, I don't know the answer. I'm sorry.
Take a guess.
No. God.
Jumping rope. I don't know.
Monica!
The correct
answer there. The Heisman Trophy is awarded to the best player every single year in college football.
I would not have guessed that at all.
In college football.
Monica! Oh, you were so close!
BJ.
Dang it. Oh, no.
Both of them, BJ. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. Monica, well, we at least had a lot of fun with you. We really enjoyed talking to you and playing with you.
That one stung.
Don't hang up, though. Monica, don't hang up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm going to put you on hold. Dang it, I was really rooting for her.
I thought she had. She was building momentum. The first two correct, and we were rolling. We were all about to get a VJ, and then it all came crashing down.
We have lots of Disney tickets, though, this week. Your next chance is going to kick off 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, right when we kick off the JV show right here on Wild 94.9. Graham, we got some shout-outs to
you. You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs. I got one here. It says, hey, Graham, sliding into your DMs again. Welcome back. This time for our special little Who Gives a Fart, Harry. Happy 5th birthday, baby. Baby boy, love mom, dad, Roxy, and Remy. We love you so much. Yes, have a great, awesome 5th birthday, Harry.
Who gives a fart?
A good point. Another one here. Hey, Graham, tired mom of 4 sliding into your DMs. I guess welcome in. I want to wish my little chunks a very happy 5th birthday. Can't believe you're already 5. Thanks for keeping me in line every day by being my little bully. I can't wait to celebrate and rock out with you to the big bad wolf. Happy birthday, Gavin.
Who gives a fart?
And she says, I also want to give a big happy birthday to my dad, my best friend, and the biggest chismoso I know, who doesn't judge but loves the drama. Here's to another year, old man. We love you.
Happy birthday.
Is from Angela. Yes, so happy birthday to both
of
you.
Who gives a fart?
One last one here. Hey, Graham, can you wish my daughter Kalea a happy 6th birthday? We're currently driving down to Disneyland for her birthday. Wow.
I'm jelly.
Love you so much. Mom, Yaya's, and Wo-Wo. Who do you think Yaya's and Wo-Wo are, Selena?
They're pet rats.
That sounds about right. I thought maybe turtles. All right. Either way, Clay, I hope you have a great 6th birthday and have fun at Disneyland.
Yes!
Who gives a fart?
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right. A few things from Cardi B's last day in court. Now, remember, she was facing off against a former security guard named Imani Ellis, who claims that back in 2018, they got into an altercation, and she claimed that Cardi hit her, cut her face with her nail, and then spit on her during this altercation. Now, yesterday started out a little rough for Cardi. Did you guys see the video of her falling asleep in the courtroom?
No.
Oh, wait, no.
You didn't see this?
Whoopsies.
She was like, not like head nodding, trying to keep it up, eyelids closing slowly, and then she would like jolt awake, and then they would slowly close again.
That's the worst feeling, because no matter how important of a thing you're at, sometimes you just cannot fight that off.
I know. So that was her yesterday in court, but things ended up in her favor. The jury sided with Cardi. She was found not liable of assault and battery. Here is what Cardi, actually, before we get to that, we're going to get to what Cardi had to say to the press afterwards, but as she was walking out, getting ready to leave, a little bit of drama. There was a reporter that asked her an inappropriate question.
Insiders are claiming that Offset is publicly bragging about getting you pregnant for the 4th time. Do you foresee any paternity issues with Stephon Diggs?
Can you imagine he said that to Cardi's face?
Oh, hell no. Foresee
any paternity issues. Wow.
And she responded exactly how you would think. She was like holding a pen, signing something, and threw it at the guy, and then it goes off.
Now she's charged for assault.
You just threw some stuff at me.
I don't care. You're disrespectful. Don't do that. Do you see women asking those type of questions to me? Why do you feel as a man you got to ask me those type of questions? Act like you have some manners. And your mama taught you, respect women.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and then she could be charged with assault
again,
Graham.
And she's charged with assault, for assaulting the guy just minutes after she got off for assault.
And again, it's rumored she is pregnant. It sure did look like that as she was walking in and out of the courtroom. But, you know, that has not been confirmed, and I guess it's none of our business.
She must have been very confident that those charges, that the jury was going to side with her, because I'm assuming the other party went to them probably several times before the thing went to an actual trial. Like, look, we can settle this for any sum of money over here. And they were probably looking for a little something. And I am impressed that they didn't just settle and just write a quick check and make this thing go
away. Well, that's part of what she said when she was talking to the press outside. She doubled down. She was like, I did not touch that girl. All of this was fabricated. And she says, like, next time I'm not going to be so nice.
This time around, I'm going to be nice. The next person to try to do a frivolous lawsuit against me, I'm going to countersue. And I'm going to make you pay. Because this is not okay. I think people have like this misinterpretations of celebrities. Like, is that, oh, well, we can ask for this and they're going to settle. You don't work at home and you don't work all day and you don't work for your money to give out your money. So don't ever think that I'm just going to give you my money that I work hard for.
She's like, no. And that's why she showed up to court. Maybe other celebrities would have settled. She's like, no. She missed her kid's first day of school to be there just to fight back because it was not okay to her.
I respect it.
I do, too. I'm impressed by that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the bummer about our judicial system is she probably paid her lawyers more than what it would have cost to make this thing go away. But I understand
to prove a point.
The principle of it. Yes. But that is a shame that, like, your average person, you know, if it's like, okay, well, I could pay, you know, to make this thing go away or sit and just watch my bank account get drained every day as this trial drags on. Right. A lot of people have to take the... You know, okay, let's settle and make
She's
this thing go away.
Definitely in a better position than most. Drake, he is once again denying getting fake abs. He was on Bobby Althoff's podcast, and she was like, hey, you know, a lot of people think you underwent a certain procedure, you know, for the abs.
Yeah, did you do that?
No. Okay. People also say that I got a BBL, right? They call me BBL Drizzy, so...
Oh, that's true.
I don't know if my wagon looked crazy when I walked in here, but
his wagon.
My wagon.
Now here's the thing: he didn't actually deny getting a BBL, although I don't think he actually did. But he did make sure to go the extra mile to explain why maybe that viral picture of his abs looked fake. Remember, they were like over the top defined.
Yeah.
Here's his explanation:
just like I came from the gym, I was sweaty in that pic. Maybe I went on Facetune and like put like details up, you know, and I was like, maybe I like heightened the like saturation or something on it.
Okay.
I think I like hit it too hard. They don't look like that. You saw them.
His abs do not look like that in real life. So he uses Facetune on his pictures. Now we know that.
Which, I mean, a lot of people do.
Everyone does, well, but you don't admit that if you're Drake.
Yeah, but you can't fault somebody for, it does seem more comical that he's face-tuning his abs, you know, and making the definition lines more defined. But
also, how many times does he have to say like in one sentence? Did you guys notice that? Or
I didn't
was it just
key in
me?
On that, but
I didn't realize.
If I heard it again, that would be all I could
We'll do another
like
listen
here.
Next. But Graham, what do you have?
All right. Holy lightning storm, you guys. We talked about this a little bit yesterday because a lot of people across the Bay Area reported seeing a lot of lightning in the early hours of yesterday morning. Selena actually thought all the flashes were from paparazzi camped out in front of her Hayward Hills mansion. That was actually lightning. Well, yesterday there were
I was
more,
actually on 580, but they were camped out along the freeway.
Than 10,000 recorded lightning strikes across our state. And while the Bay Area escaped pretty much unscathed, some big fires have unfortunately been sparked off and they are raging in the Sierra foothills. One of those looks like it has destroyed pretty much the entire town of China Camp, and thousands of acres have been burned across Calaveras and Tuolumne counties. Cal Fire now calling most of these fires, are sort of lumping them together and calling them the TCU September lightning complex. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. They've burned more than 12,400 acres with 0% containment. We all probably remember here in California, we're just 5 years removed from a whole bunch of lightning complex fires that destroyed thousands of homes. I think there were three different main lightning complex fires, and we had a big lightning event like the one that we saw yesterday. Three of those fires remain in the state's top 10 largest wildfires ever. And so, we were... I think hopeful yesterday that we weren't going to see what we're seeing, but there are a bunch of fires that have been sparked off because of this. But when you have 10,000 lightning strikes and we're right in the middle of hot and our driest time of basically the entire summer.
Yeah.
Not good.
So scary. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going back to what we talked about inside today's Hottest Trending, before we get down to business, Graham, because you have a proposal for your NFL bet with Jess. Going back to something we talked about in trending, Lady Gaga, it is rumored that she is pregnant because she did kind of a... She looked like there was a little baby bump going on when she was walking in and out of the courtroom.
Hey, morning, guys. It's Angie. Happy hump day. On the Cardi thing, did you guys see the video of her with like stuff stuffed in her pant line to make her look pregnant? I'm going to send it to you, Selena. What do you guys think? You think she was just trolling the whole time? Anyway, I love her. Have a good day. Bye.
So I think I did see that video. I didn't see her actually stuffing, you know, putting things in there, but I saw like after the fact she was doing like a funny little dance and I was like, what the heck is in her pants? I I personally don't think that she was trolling the entire time. I do think that she is pregnant. This is just me. I know we're not supposed to speculate, but that's just what I do think. And maybe because there's been so much talk this week about it, I think she's trolling after the fact.
I think so too.
If that makes a little bit sense.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, that video that we posted before, it was too convincing.
Yeah, I know. The other thing we talked about was Drake denying getting any ab procedure. He explains that in that viral photo, he just hit the Facetune a little bit too hard and he upped the saturation and his abs ended up looking super, super defined. I mentioned, did you guys like hear how many times he said like in this one sentence?
I didn't listen. Notice.
Just like I came from the gym, I was sweaty in that pic. Maybe I went on Facetune to like put like details up, you know, and I was like, maybe I like heightened the like saturation or something on it.
Okay.
I think I like hit it too hard.
Like, come on, how many times?
Eight times in three sentences.
But I can't judge too much because I feel that I sound like that way.
You were trying to avoid saying like. You would have had two likes in that sentence right there.
It is hard to not say it. Uh-huh. All right, football season is upon us.
You guys, and it is time we need to make an official season-long bet. Mm-hmm. That, and I'm talking about Jess and I on these airwaves, because we need something to root for. And right. You listening need something to root for, namely one of us being punished by the outcome of this season. Because we know I am a 49ers fan, and born and raised. And Jess over here is a not born and raised,
bandwagon. But
now bandwagon New York Giants fan.
Right.
For some reason.
Love their colors, by the way.
I can't figure out why. We still trying to figure that out. All right. Last season, the Vegas line on, we went off the Vegas line for Jess's New York Giants. I think it was 6.5 wins, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And
we moved it to 7.
And Jess agreed, and it was any wins that they got past 7 was the number of times that I was going to chug off the chug wheel, and anything under that was the number of times Jess was going to chug off the chug wheel. Now, last season, I think they finished with
I want to say they won three or four wins. I think three, and I had to chug four things.
Yes, and we spun the wheel. We didn't do full chugs. I think we did shots, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but she had to back, you know, four back-to-back shots of whatever came up on that chug wheel. And Jess, I haven't heard the end of it since there, because she's complained about the number and it wasn't fair and whatever. I'm like, we're just going off the Vegas line. You're not a big deal, whatever. And I never heard the end of it. And she's like, that was unfair. You tricked me into it. I'll never agree to another football bet. So here is what I'm proposing so that there is no trickery and I cannot hear any complaining.
All right.
And I each pick the total number of wins we think our team will finish the season with. And the number that you are off by is the number of times you chug. So if you think the New York Giants are going to have 5 wins this year, you say 5. And if they end up with 8 wins, you're chugging 3 times. Or if they end up with 1 win, you're chugging 4 times.
So you guys could both potentially end up chugging.
See, but,
exactly. But and now when it comes to the Niners, I'll say 10 wins or whatever it may be. Okay. And the amount of times that I am off by is the number of times
that I will chug by. Like, what do you possibly have to say?
Fair as fair
because
can be.
The thing is, I feel like Graham is doing it this way because we had initially said that we were going to do it just solely based on his team, right? This time around, because last year we did my team. So we had said we were going to go through the Vegas line and however many wins.
So you don't want to have to do any chugging at all.
I would still have to do some chugging if the Niners don't. If they exceeded their total,
right?
Right. But so why don't you want to do that one, Graham?
But in this way, that way there's no argument about what the number is or what the line is, because we don't agree on what the number is.
You just got done saying that it was unfair for you, so now you want to turn around and do the same for Graham, even though you think that's not a fair way of...
So this way, it's completely fair.
Because last year, which I guess it's my fault for agreeing in the first place, but last year we had set the number, we rounded up, and we set the number when my team had already lost one time. But again, we rounded up. So why would...
I don't think they'd already lost. We did this preseason, didn't we?
No, they had already lost once. They had already played a game.
I don't remember that, to the archives.
But if Vegas says 10.5 for Niners, why can't we push it to 11 for Niners like we did last year for me? And then it's, why don't you believe?
But see, I might say 11. You know what I mean? I want to be as close to their season total as possible.
I don't think it gets any fairer than you both picking whatever number you want to go with.
Thank you.
That lands on you. And you can't blame Vegas. You can't blame anybody else.
You said this. So then, just you.
If it's less than that, we chug whatever's less than that. And then if it's more than that, we chug whatever's more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Whatever the difference is.
Okay, I'm not ready to put a number down.
That's fine.
Well, you have 2 minutes and 51 seconds.
No, come on, because Grandma already researched this.
Well, then you have 2 minutes to go do your research.
Are you serious?
Well, I was going to give her till tomorrow.
Okay,
I'll give you two songs. Because
the season kicks off tomorrow.
So. Well,
I was going to give her till tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Grandma.
Selena, I got to look at the Niners schedule, too.
Till tomorrow. Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
All right, Graham, do you want to lay out your proposal again?
I just want to see if Jess has her pick ready.
What? I'm not picking now. Oh, you said tomorrow.
Wow. Well, I don't know. Selena seemed to veto that. All right. I laid out a season-long football bet proposal between Jess and I. Jess is a New York Giants fan. I'm a Niners fan. And last year, the bet was solely focused around the New York Giants. And Jess ended up having to chug a few things off the chug wheel. So this year, I thought, let's get both teams involved. So it's even, Steven. Each of us just picks what we think our team is going to finish with as far as total wins. And however far off the mark we are, plus or minus, is the number of times you got to spin the chug wheel and take a shot of whatever it lands on. And
I'm
Selena,
sweating.
You said, let's go. Let's make this, let's make it happen right now. Jess seemed very reluctant about the entire bet, let alone making her pick today.
I'm not making my pick today. I'm saying that for sure. Because
look at her.
Oh, wow.
Calling the shots over here.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying I don't have enough time to research.
I think you guys should take today, do all your research, ask AI or whatever it is that you plan on doing, and then we'll come back tomorrow, 8:05, and you guys have to come with a final
number. Because the season kicks off tomorrow. We got to have something.
So tomorrow, 8:05, we're doing it.
Yeah.
All right?
She doesn't want to do it. Why are you forcing her to?
Because it's the JV
show. Yeah, why are you forcing me?
I have no choice.
Legacy of the JV show.
I'm going to need everybody to send good vibes to me, please. Send me what you think I should say.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know. I don't want you guys to hear. I want to listen. Why are you guys here? I'm talking to the listeners right now.
I mean, your greatest resource is your fiance.
I know.
Is obsessed
I already
with
died.
The, obsessed with
him.
The New York Giants and obsessed
him.
With football. That guy watches,
probably
2,000% more NFL football than I do. So that's
We're
going
to have a meeting today about this.
Zoom call.
Send over the Zoom link.
I got to get my whiteboard set up.
Yes, you can talk it out.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to share that to keep football interesting every year, in addition to rooting for the Niners, I also root for the team of the quarterback with the best personality. So every year ahead of the season, I watch the film, I watch the media, I watch some interviews, and whichever team has a quarterback with the best personality, in my opinion, I also root for them, unless they're playing the Niners. Okay, bye.
Wait, I need to know, so who's your pick for this season?
Yeah, I want to know who's on your on your list.
Because wouldn't it still be the Niners? I mean, Purdy, I guess I haven't seen too many interviews with him, but he seems like a nice, humble guy.
Very nice, right? Very humble. A little boring. Okay. But that'd be a safe choice, but maybe she wants somebody with
quirky,
a little...
funny.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That
and
I
doesn't
know.
Sound like Kermit the
what
Frog
about
talking.
Okay,
no,
never mind.
Eliminate. Yeah, no, that one should be eliminated.
That's like the only other quarterback I know.
I mean, Matt Stafford, remember that video of him, the Rams quarterback, and that... during their championship parade or whatever. Was that the championship? The woman fell off the stage and then he just turned and just walked away and was like, I didn't see that. When was that?
I don't think I remember
that.
It was
either.
Some event. Yeah, this woman took a hard fall and he just looked and was like, I'm not going to deal with that.
Awkward.
Well, he's not on the list.
Walk the other way.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, so 8:05, make sure you are here for Jess and Graham giving their final number, and then the bet will be on until the season ends. Graham, you said you have some new information on what skipping breakfast can do for
you guys, and this is probably very bad news for you, Selena, because I don't think you ever
I'm not a breakfast person.
Breakfast? I Mm-mm. never see you eat here. I always have to eat before the show kicks off, otherwise you'd hear my stomach audibly growling into these microphones, so I have to eat something. But according to some new research,
what How is this new?
I just told you it's new. That's why it's new. Researchers found that there is actually a link between skipping breakfast and the risk of broken bones and osteoporosis. Said folks that skip breakfast have a much greater risk of broken bones from osteoporosis, an increase of around 18% in people that just skip breakfast every
day.
But
why?
Well, they haven't exactly established fully what that link is can be. Other unhealthy habits also can increase your risk. Things like smoking, that raises another 11%. Eating dinner late showed people that eat dinner very late, there was also a bit of a spike there, up 8%. So people that skip breakfast and then also ate a late dinner, your risk of osteoporosis and broken bones rose to 23%.
Selena, this sounds right up your alley.
This is me, but I've never broken a bone.
Well, no, this is
osteoporosis. Well, that's because you don't see me when I'm old.
Yes.
On my bone, I'm just going to be so brittle.
Yes.
Well, think about how sore you get from just walking at Great America.
That's a good point.
Like, that's already started.
At least I drink a lot of milk. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Hate milk.
Yes.
God, I'm screwed.
This is not good for you. I'm just saying this is something that you may want to think about now going forward, because obviously osteoporosis and stuff like this is going to be something that affects you later in life.
I'm really one of those people, though. I cannot wake up and eat.
Really?
Just no appetite. Cannot do breakfast.
So by what time do you have your first meal of
the day? Maybe like noon.
What?
Like, or sometimes if I get home, it's like 11 something. Like, I'll be starving after, like, once I get home after work.
I'd be so hangry all show. Really? Is that why you're so grumpy?
It might be. I also think part of it is because all I do is so much coffee. Maybe throwing it in a drink once in a while, so it will suppress my appetite.
Oh, that does help. And yeah, all those cigarettes you smoke during commercials.
No.
It's a couple cartons. No. Yeah, that probably does it as well.
Gross.
Anyways, if you want to avoid broken bones and osteoporosis later in life, you might want to think about not skipping breakfast, according to this new research.
How is this new?
It just is.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now, if you left us a Disney talk back in the 6 o'clock hour, make sure you're here around 8:50. We are going to play the winning talk back. And if it's yours, you got to give us a call right back to claim your ticket. So that is coming up. Again, that's if you left a talk back in the 6 o'clock hour. Really quick, before we move on to other things, going back to the football bet, Graham, do you want to really quick recap that?
Yeah, I was just proposing a season-long bet between Jess and I, Niners, basically, versus New York Giants bet. That's the team that she's a fan of. And we're each tomorrow going to select the total number of wins we think our team is going to have for the season. The amount that we are wrong on that guess, plus or minus, is the number of times we would each have to spin the chug wheel.
Hi, JV Show. This is Ashlyn from San Jose. Hey, why don't you guys make Selena do it? Why are you just making Jess do it?
Best talk back of 2025.
Wait,
that's a great idea.
Why am I getting dragged into this?
What if we bring Selena into the bet and she has to pick who she thinks is going to be the most correct, you or me, Graham, and then whoever she sides with, if that's the person that loses, she has to chug the same amount of times that person is going to chug.
I think she should just flat out have to do it.
Let
me sidebar with Jess
here. Okay.
Don't you think? Because, and Selena is a 49er fan, and look, we all write down our numbers so we don't know what the other person, you know, because if we're both picking for the Niners, she and I would just write down our own number.
Because these are kind of individual.
And we'll read them. It's just an individual thing. There's no collusion. And she should be a part of this bet. That talkback makes perfect sense. Thank you so much for leaving us
I don't agree with that.
That is a great idea.
I'm not here. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're not here
right
now.
I'm not even here.
Jess?
I think the listeners would like that. And you know what? I don't want Selena to feel left out. You know, because it's just me and you making this bet. And I think she should be a part of this as well.
That way, everybody has some skin in the game on the JV show. And I think that way it's more exciting for the listeners as we raise. You know, we keep update a weekly tally and see where we're at. And I think this would be a lot of fun. Let's welcome Selena back to the JV show.
Oh, my God. What are you guys talking about?
So we have an exciting announcement to make. You tomorrow will also be making a selection in the JV show season-long football bet. And just pick your number. Total wins. You could also, if you wanted, I'm going to throw this out there because we have a lot of Raiders fans that listen to the show. If you would like to make a pick for the Raiders, that would also be, I think that would make it fun. That way, you know, the two biggest fandoms are represented here. And then, of course, Jess with the New York Giants. What do you think?
I will do it.
Okay.
Don't know which team yet.
Okay. Pick,
just do the Raiders because I think that's fun. If you don't want to do it, I'd gladly do the Raiders because I think, I don't want to get into my reasoning there, but I think you should do it. I'll stick Niners because that's part of the bet. Yeah. You pick for the Raiders. Jess picks for the Jets.
I'll do it.
All right.
I'll do it.
It's happening.
I'll do it. All right,
Raider
one
fans
more.
Are going to be so mad when you jinx the team or whatever. You're like, I think they're going to have a pretty strong year. 10 wins. And they wind up with 2. I'm like,
well, I'm apologizing in advance. I'm sorry for whatever I'm about to ruin for you guys. We also got a talkback. We're still talking about football. She didn't leave her name in the original talkback, I don't think. But she said that the way she picks what team she goes for is she does a lot of research and she tries to see which quarterback has the best personality. Mm-hmm. And that's the team that she goes for.
Hey, guys, it's me again. So for this year's personality pick, I think I'm going to go Josh Allen and the Bills. He just seems like such a nice guy and so easy to root for. He got married in the offseason to Haley Steinfeld, so I really think this might be his year, if it's not the Niners' year. Love you guys. Last year I picked Jalen Hurts, and we saw what happened there. Bye.
What happened besides him?
They won the Super Bowl. That's what happened, and that was her personality pick. So this year she's picking Josh Allen and the
Bills.
Wow, you guys.
Well, she said it in her.
Yeah, topic. I just know because she said it.
Okay, I was like, there's no way they're going to know this one. All right, so that's that's a very popular pick for a team to win the Super Bowl. Josh Allen, I don't know if you guys seen much with him.
Not really.
Seems like a squeaky clean, very nice guy, a little bit of a dork.
Yeah, I got that vibe. I saw the wedding pictures.
Yeah.
But seems like a great guy. I think that's
personality
a good
pick.
I think that's a good
there you
pick.
Go.
Yeah. All right.
And I think that kind of ties into some new research that I saw because she's kind of going based off of the vibes that she's getting from these football players, right? Well, Americans are now making big life decisions based on vibes and not logic.
Oh, vibes.
You know, like,
it's all about the vibe.
Gut feelings. Prayers, pure vibes, basically, is what is influencing a lot of Americans' major decisions. So I want to ask you guys, do you ever maybe think like, you know what, this might be a sign from the universe and that's why I'm going to choose to do this?
Isn't that kind of how everybody makes decisions though? Like if you're about to do something, you're like, I don't know, I'm just getting a bad feeling about this. Don't you like not do that then?
But sometimes that feeling is just because you're it's something you've never done before, so you're a little fearful of it.
Yeah, or you had a bad chimichanga that day for breakfast, and that could
who's
be the bad
feeling.
Who's eating
those for breakfast?
Well, whatever. I would. I love chimichangas. They're the best. So good.
Graham, are you purely just logic?
Graham is all logic.
I try to make most big decisions with this thing called logic and reasoning. And if you're ever very split on a decision, I have found, and it's something you're really agonizing about, you can write down sort of the pros and cons of like, if I did this or I took this job, here's what would be great, here's what would be bad. And that way, and if it's written down in front of you, that way you can sort of see maybe what your gut is telling, you know, like what you actually would feel, that there's more negatives, you know, to choosing one thing or more positives to choose another thing. That would help you make a decision. But I also consult heavily with, you know, my wife and family and friends and stuff like that. And my parents, especially, if it was a big decision before I go to just straight vibes.
What about vibes when it comes to ending a relationship? Because according to this, 26%, again, don't do it based on logic. They do it based on the vibes. And I think it kind of makes more sense when it comes to a relationship because you do see like, okay, how am I feeling?
Yeah.
It's almost hard to make a decision about relationships with logic because you're not thinking with your head.
Well, a lot of relationships are very illogical because you ladies are crazy. So it's like, kidding. No, I think in a relationship, I think that's one of those ones where like you have to trust your gut because I think deep down inside, you know the answer, whether or not you want to hear it about whether you see a future with a particular person and want to be with them forever, you know.
But some people are making decisions based on signs from the universe.
Yeah, so
like, what are they?
You know what? I've actually seen videos of this before where people are like, I asked, you know, the universe. Show me this number.
And then I stubbed my toe and I was like, we're breaking up. Yeah. I asked for a sign and then I stubbed my toe.
And then I saw a license plate and it had that exact number.
But if you're looking for that, you're going to find it.
That's
any number.
Largely, probably this thing called a coincidence. Whatever, I don't want to get into that.
But then
believe in those things.
So then I think sometimes what happens is deep down they already have that like answer in their brain of what they want to happen, and they're just looking for that quote sign to see it from quote the universe.
See, if you're looking for a sign, and that's the thing, that's also like just listen to your own Like, right. A lot of the things your gut knows. Like, deep down, yeah. You know the answer.
So you are listening to your gut.
I do. Like I said, like, deep down inside. Like, when I was thinking about, you know, when many years ago, when I was engaged to somebody else, and I thought about, am I going to go through with this wedding or not? Deep down inside, I knew that answer. As difficult as it was going to be to arrive at that answer and call off a wedding 2 months before it was supposed to happen and lose all my money and whatever, and just, you know, blow up my whole life, I knew that was the right choice. You know what I mean? You got to listen to the little guy inside. The little guy inside knows the answer to that.
God.
But a lot of people are like, they know the little person inside's like, do this, to this. And they're like, I just need one more sign. If a feather could land near me, that'll be the thing that affirms that I'm about to make the right. Just listen to your little voice inside. It knows the answer.
Or if you believe in God, pray about it. You know, or do stuff like that.
Graham doesn't believe in any of that.
Or talk to the universe.
I'm out on that one, but by all means, whatever helps you around there.
Graham, do we have a shout out?
We do. I got to read this DM here. It says, hello, Graham. Can you please do a shout out for me and my girlfriend, Shangri-La? Today, it marks our 7th anniversary. Our anniversary reminds us that love is the adventure that never ends. Cheers to 7 amazing years of love, patience, and togetherness. Wishing us endless happiness ahead. Happy 7th anniversary, my love. Thank you so much for your help, Graham. And that is from Joe. Yes. Happy anniversary, you two lovebirds.
Who gives a fart?
The good points. All right, today's hottest trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about making decisions with vibes, not logic. Vibes. That's how a lot of people are doing it these days.
Good morning, JV Show. Isn't vibes and logic kind of the same thing? Like, it's your gut feeling. It's immediate, right? Like, I already get the vibe. Like, logically thinking, just the first thing I think of is this. I don't know. I mean, I know there could be a difference, but, like, people that don't have logic usually have bad vibes. Does that make sense?
In a way, okay,
maybe the last part of that makes sense. But let's just use, for example, you're trying to decide between two job offers.
Right.
Using logic, you would sit there and go, okay, this one offers me a 45-minute commute. This other job is a one-hour commute, so there's a difference there. One has these benefits. The other one has this. The one has this many remote work days. This one has this much vacation time. And you would weigh... you would weigh the pros and cons there, looking at each of those things. That what I would determine you're making a logical decision about which job to take. If you were using just vibe, you'd be like, dude, that one bro there gave me a bad vibe by the coffee maker when I went to visit the company. Yes. So, like, based on that, I think I'm going to take this job.
Both are valid.
I guess both can be valid.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
If you left us a talk back in the 6 o'clock hour for your chance to win a four pack of two day, one park per day tickets.
There we go.
There it is.
Listen up. Here is the winning talk back for today.
Good morning. This is for the Disneyland tickets. My name is Crystal from Daly City, mother of three, and these tickets would be really, really awesome. My kids would love it. We'd appreciate these tickets. So if we can be considered, thank you. Bye.
Crystal.
Okay, Crystal. Listen up. You need to now call us. 888-333-9490. What are we giving her? Just till the end of this segment to call, Selena?
Yeah, you got like 5 minutes because we're going to have to get you on to confirm it's you to claim your ticket. So, Crystal from Daly City, give us a call now.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so we might be getting Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl halftime show. Maybe? So Roger Goodell, who is the NFL commissioner, he was on the Today Show today, and they straight up asked him about Taylor Swift and all the speculation surrounding her possibly performing at halftime. And he said, like, she kind of has like an invite. He said, we would always love to have Taylor play. She's a special, special talent, obviously would be welcome at any time. And when they pressed him on like whether or not things are in motion, like, are we working on getting her? He said, maybe. And that he's really waiting for Jay-Z and Roc Nation to let him know what their decision is.
I hate to break it to you. As much as we'd like to think if it was Taylor Swift involved that Jay-Z would have any decision-making over this, sorry, he doesn't. Because if Taylor Swift was like, I want to do the halftime show.
Like if she's down to do it.
Like, nah, I think maybe we're going to do someone else. No, not a chance. Roger Goodell and the NFL would say yes immediately if Taylor Swift said yes. There would be no decision-making council on this. So, Taylor Swift is the sole decision-maker in this. That's the NFL's wet dream of all time.
I know.
To have her do the halftime show. And she's never done one, right?
Nope. She has not. So that would be crazy.
I feel like she's going to want to check that off the list.
I think so, too. Oh, by the way, Travis Kelce did talk about the proposal on the New Heights podcast and stuff. And basically, it's confirmed that he did propose to Taylor Swift right after they recorded the podcast when she was on there.
Oh,
which is what we all speculated. So, Swifties, you were right.
You were mainly on board with that theory, given the headphone hair.
Yeah, she had a headphone head.
Yeah, she did, which is something that us people in radio can identify because we have that.
Right. All right. So Lil Nas X's dad is revealing what he thinks led to Lil Nas X's public meltdown. Did you see reports that, you know, drug tests came back and that he wasn't on drugs and this was just a psychotic episode?
I have not seen those reports. Is any truth or validity?
I don't know. I saw a million headlines reporting that. I have not been able to find like the actual drug tests or anything that shows proof of that. But that's what everybody is running with. Do I know for sure? Not really. But his dad seems to think that my son doesn't do drugs. And he did an interview with the Sunday Times, and he really blamed it on fame and all the pressures that come along with it. He says, I know how the music business is. It's like a high. When you get to that level, you want that drug again. You want to hit that high. Plus, he is under a lot of pressure. He's the one that provides for a lot of people in the family. And so this breakdown he experienced was just the result of him having to deal with all of this stress, you know, his mother being a drug addict and not being able to change that situation, and just everything was weighing so heavily on him.
I mean, definitely when you saw the video, your initial thought obviously was there's some drugs involved. Like,
definitely.
But so that would be pretty shocking if it wasn't. Can I squeeze something quick in here?
Yeah.
I just want to give everybody the big updated alert. Tonight's Powerball jackpot has risen once again. Tonight's jackpot has jumped up from $1.3 billion to $1.4 billion due to an increase in ticket sales. Lump sum cash value on this is now $634.3 million, making it the fourth largest Powerball jackpot of all time. The highest, biggest jackpot of all time, just over $2 billion, if you remember that one back from 2022. Mm-hmm. So we're a little ways off from that one, but we could be passing the second and third one here pretty quick if nobody wins
so
tonight.
Don't forget, get your tickets
for tonight's drawing. And then don't forget about your favorite local morning radio show.
I just really feel like I'm going to win this.
I've been manifesting it for like 20 years.
But you don't really believe in manifestation. I do. So I really think that I'm going to win this.
Okay, do it.
Today.
Because so I know you'll...
No, don't even bother getting your tickets. Okay. It's going to be me.
Wow.
Let's go to the phones. Is this Crystal?
Hi, this is her.
Now, Jess, you were able to verify this is in fact Crystal from Daly City.
This is in fact Crystal.
You got her, you fingerprinted her?
Yeah,
you got her social security number?
I got a DNA sample.
You got her mom's maiden name?
Yes.
Do you have her...
The name of her first pet.
Yep.
The street she grew up on. Yeah. Favorite teacher.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right, Crystal, congratulations! Yay! You got these tickets for Disney. Woo-hoo!
You just won 4 2-day, one part per day Disneyland Resort tickets. Woo!
Yay! Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. You guys are going to have such a good time. Thank you for listening to the JV show. Crystal, hang on for that winning.
And you guys, it's Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. Yay. So we want you to experience this, the frightful fun, plus the excitement of the Disneyland Resort 70th celebration.
Yes.
So all this week.
We have, Disney tickets all week. Your next chance is going to kick off right at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning with another Talk Back contest.
That's
right
how Crystal
here on the
won.
JV
That's
show.
How Crystal won right there.
That's right.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Tiffany from Clayton trying to win those Disney tickets. Crystal's talkback was so boring. I cannot believe of all the talkbacks, she is the one that won. I thought mine was pretty good and desperate and grateful, but whatever.
Oh my God. So,
a little bit of controversy.
Graham, do you want to make things clear?
Fine, I will. Thank you for leaving that talk back to Tiffany. We just gave away our 4-pack of Disney tickets from our talk back contest. Right. Now, listen up. If you want to enter A lot of people entered today, and I assume even more people get entered tomorrow, but you need to leave us a talk back between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. Say anything Disney-related in there just so we know that your talk back is for the Disney contest. That's the most important thing. And then you got to listen at 8:55 to see if we play your talk back, and then you got a few minutes to give us a call back and claim those tickets. And look, a couple of people left talkbacks upset that Crystal didn't sound that excited, or her talkback wasn't that great. We are picking the talkbacks for the Disney contest completely at random. Mm-hmm. So as much as I would love to award tickets to everybody that's going through a tough time or whatever, we are not factoring that in to keep things fair.
Right.
We are selecting
completely random
the talkbacks 100% at random. Just to let everybody know.
Yep. Going forward. And so 6 a.m. be here for another chance to win. That's tomorrow morning.
What's up, JV Show? This is Michelle calling from Castro Valley. I was calling to see if you could give a shout out to my daughter. She's turning 15 today. Her name is Jasmine Del Gale, today on September 3rd. Just to let you know, she's been listening to the show for 15 years. Yes, I've been playing it for her for that long, and now she listens all on her own.
Aw, thank you for that. Awesome. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jasmine. Woo-hoo! Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Can you guys imagine a world where pumpkin spice lattes didn't exist?
No.
I know. I saw one of the creators who helped create this for Starbucks menu. He talked about what that process is like. This is all the way back in 2003.
Oh, wow. It's been
And before that, there was no pumpkin spice latte. I don't even know what that would be like. I know. And he said back then, they needed a fall drink. But there was nothing pumpkin. You go to the store, even during the fall time, you go to the store, the only thing that was pumpkin was actual pumpkin puree. Pumpkin spice candles and pumpkin spice coffee and cereal, none of that existed.
What a bleak, horrible
and
world.
And so they were looking at different flavored drinks, things with chocolate and caramel, because it had to be something delicious, but something that was also unique. And so their little taste lab, they decorated it with fall decor. They brought in pumpkins, even though it was summertime. They brought in pumpkins and a bunch of orange things. And it just
everyone put on their favorite sweater.
Yes.
They started up the fire pit.
And literally, and the way they created it was that they actually mixed pumpkin pie with a little bit of espresso, in a sample cup, and they would eat it like that just to see how the flavors would blend.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, this is it. And it was first called the Fall Harvest Latte.
Oh, that does sound nice.
But the name wouldn't have hit the same.
It wouldn't have hit the same. They're no, people are not going to know what that tastes like. So then the pumpkin spice latte was born.
Wow.
They gave it to,
it doesn't taste like pumpkin, let's be honest.
I think it kind of does.
Or it doesn't.
You ever take a bite out of a pumpkin, Selena? It don't taste like that.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's a little more delicious when it's a pumpkin spice.
The flavor in the pumpkin spice is all the spice. It's a mixture of some kind of spice.
Yeah, spices, right? The other day I added the pumpkin spice cold foam to my drink, and it just tasted like cinnamon.
Okay, I can see that.
It's something like that. If you ever carved a pumpkin, roasting that thing up, it tastes like a big squash. It doesn't taste like.
Okay, it's a little sweeter when it's in a latte, I suppose.
Well, but it's the spices they add to it. The pumpkin spice is really, I don't know, whatever mixture of spices they've come up with.
Right, it's like nutmeggy and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, but then anyways, October 10th, 2003, they put it out in test markets and it just blew up and now it's a staple.
Now the PSL world.
And I still haven't had one. I refuse until it gets cold.
Oh, that's, you're going to be waiting till mid-October.
I can't do it. I'm not in the spirit.
But an iced pumpkin spice.
Yeah, what about the pumpkin cream cold brew? That thing's amazing. I like that one.
Yeah, those are delicious.
Yeah, I want one of those.
I guess I could go for one.
Oh, I'm here. Do you think these creators get a royalty check for everyone that's sold?
No.
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.